Kyle said big key today was that first drive by Seattle when Champ came up with the pick. Do you feel the same?
Oh, that was huge. That was huge. You know, they did a good job of driving down, and then Champ being Champ, Ray rose to the occasion and made a play for us. And we were able to get off the field and get the ball back to our offense, and they did an excellent job of going down and doing something with it. So that was huge.
Did you talk about your pick? Run us through that play a little bit.
That was something that, to be honest, was just something we practiced, that route in that particular area. And, saw it, let him get ahead of me just a little bit to see if I can kind of bait the throw a little bit, and he put it in. He tried to put it in there, and I was able to hold on to it. So that was, it was great. Basically, I would give that one to Wink, for recognizing Wink and Ed for recognizing the route and having been practicing.
Some of your colleagues in the secondary said you challenged your secondary this week to get some balls, to get some turnovers. Talk a little bit about that. How important that is?
That's huge. I mean, we gave up. However it happened, we gave up a couple of scores last week, and that's not us. That's not the way we do things. That's not the way we practice. That's not coming into the season. That's not what we thought of one another. So I just, put a challenge out there for us to do our job better than we did last week and not allow those balls into the end zone.
You talked about it a little, but are those interceptions all the sweeter when the offense is able to drive down and convert them for points?
Absolutely. Our offense is doing an excellent job of moving the ball and putting points on the board when they get down there for the most part, even though it's early in the season. But you see the fruits right now of them putting the ball in the end zone. So our job is to get them the ball as many times as possible. If we can't score with it when we intercept it, give the ball back to our offense, because they're doing an excellent job of not only doing that, but controlling the clock too, giving us a rest on the sideline. So they're doing an excellent job.
How demoralizing is it to an offense when you pick them off, when looks like they're going to get at least 3 points in the red zone there?
That's a huge swing, in momentum. That happened obviously twice to Seattle today, and that's something that defensively we have to continue to do. Just like we gave up a couple of touchdowns. We can't do that. We have to be consistent when we get down there and not allow them to get 7. If they get anything, make it be 3 and potentially us turn the ball over, but we can't give up 7, so we have to do a better job of that.
How much does this week help for next week from a confidence standpoint? Because we all know Peyton Manning is one of the best of the best.
Absolutely. You always want to have a win. It's a different taste you have in your mouth, a different mindset when you win ball games, and you try to do the right things. Whatever we did last week, see if we can do those same things again to get that same result coming this coming week. Obviously, it's going to be a tough challenge, but we understand that, and get guys back on the field and see what we can do.
Were you surprised at how willing Hasselbeck was to go after Champ and near the red zone or in the red zone?
I would say yes, but last year teams tried him, Dallas tried him 7 times in the game, so it's. I love the fact that they do that, obviously going towards Champ, knowing what the Hall of Famer that he is, and he steps up and rises to the occasion. But it is surprising that it is and it isn't surprised at the same time.
For about 5 years, people have been saying you've lost a step in coverage. Does it give you a little extra kick to make a play like you played in coverage out in space today?
You know what? It is what it is at this point. Whenever I don't make a play, they're going to always say it's because of my age. I can't worry about that. My teammates don't worry about that. And my job is to make sure I go out and do what I can for my teammates, period. All the naysayers, they can stay naysayers, but I'm going to continue to do what I can for my teammates. And if it means, me bat down the ball when I need to, I'm going to do that. If it means picking it when I have to, I'll do it. If it means, making tackles, whatever I need to do, in other words, I'm going to do for my teammates. So all that other stuff is foolishness.